kinds of jobs would you like to see created in your district?
Preferably anything. There's not one specific thing we can do. Manufacturing is kind of low. We are at a transition from a rural area, what the 14th was, going into a more urban environment of where this whole country is going to. What I'd like to see is a lot of renewable jobs. We have plenty of room for wind, solar farms to be brought into here. The manufacturing that could be introduced into the area is always in room for growth because we have a huge transportation hub in regards to rail and infrastructure of airplanes and airports, but no specific job, anything that can be brought here is we're pretty open to have.
But what role should the federal government play in creating those jobs?
Having it be a level framework, not to have so many onerous regulations, but to have a environment where people can come in, have a level ground rules for people to come in and have an equal opportunity to create the jobs, whether they be small mom-and-pop shops or larger manufacturing facilities to come in here, but to have everybody play by the same rules. When one corporation has tax breaks to bring them here against an existing corporation that's been here playing by the rules for years and decades on end, that's not fair. I don't like the tax breaks that are targeted to bring people in. There's things in regards to tax increment financing districts to help areas that are hard pressed. That's okay, but everything else should be a equal playing field for everybody to come in.
What foreign policy issues do you see as paramount for the U.S.?
I'd like to see the same thing applied to the free trade agreements that we've had. I don't like the free trade agreements that have been passed in the previous administrations. I'd like to see fair trade. We cannot compete against other countries that have a $5 a day standard of living. There's no way we can do that. We should have a ability to fairly compete on an even level, and that does not mean bringing our wages down to what other countries can provide. The other thing in the news right now is Iran in regards to how we're acting, the belligerence that we are causing in escalating the situation. It doesn't happen so much in the House in regards to that's usually Senate treaty-wise and the president, but to be a honest broker when you're the one throwing the stones sometimes is something that we need to stop, look at, and reassess.
What course should the U.S. take on domestic energy?
Well, we've now are producing more than we've done since 2007 in regards to oil and natural gas. And our demand is less than it's been since 1997. So in regards to conversation and production, we are going in the right direction. We're using less and producing more. And today the gas prices went up 30 cents a gallon in spite of that. We can do wind, solar, electric, geothermal, and try to wean ourselves off of carbon. But the thing about all of that, it's going to take some time to get that infrastructure up and running. We can produce a million more barrels a day, but that doesn't mean that somebody else is going to stop production of a million barrels a day to keep the prices as they are. We need to go move in a direction away from fossil fuels. Carbon-based fuels are going to be there and needed in certain situations, but not to the level that we've come to rely on them, and we need to move off of it.
What is your position on right-to-work law?
I'm not in a favor of a right-to-work-for-less environment. I'm pro-union. I'm pro-labor. I've never had a union job, but I do put labor before capital, and I wish and hope that this state does not become a right-to-work-for-less state.
What should the relationship be between governments and their employee unions?
Just as any relationship with a union and whoever employs them, they should be able to meet at an equal playing field in regards to not having one an undue advantage over the other. And then even if we get to the point where less and less people are unionized in the first place, the government or the private sector is going to have a ever-increasing leverage over the person that's and the people that are trying to work for a better living themselves.
How far should the federal government go in dealing with abortion rights?
It should be there to make sure it's safe, legal, and rare. the Republicans keep on talking about getting government out of their lives, getting them out of the decisions between you and your doctor, and they're the first ones to try to interject themselves by, for instance, in Virginia, insisting a invasive ultrasound is used and done to the woman against her wishes before she gets a legal, constitutionally protected abortion. It should be there to make sure that if someone chooses to do so, they have the ability to. They can always advocate to lessen the need, educate people to not want to have one, not get pregnant in the first place in regards to abstinence program and the whatnot, but to preclude a woman from choosing to do so, the government shouldn't be there.
What role should the federal government have regarding marriage?
Equal protection issue. The 14th Amendment gives equal protection to all people. Today, the Defense of Marriage Act was found unconstitutional at the appeals court level. It should be between two consenting adults. It shouldn't be between as many people as you want. It shouldn't be between man and dog, no matter what Rick Santorum might think. But between two consenting adults to be able to join into a contract, a civil one, without even needing to go to a church to get it sanctified that way, the church shouldn't have anything to say regarding what two people do.
What do you see as the right approach to reducing the national debt?
A combination of curtailing spending and raising taxes. We've done the opposite over the past 30 years when it was just under $1 trillion and now it's over $15 trillion. We've overspent and we've continually undertaxed. We need to curtail the spending, cut back in some places, limit the raises in others, and actually tax people who have been benefiting the most over the past 30 years, and especially over the last 10 with the Bush tax cuts, for instance. Anybody making over $250 should see that their taxes are raised a little bit, not talking to confiscatory levels that will have them take home nothing, not like a 90% level that it used to be up until the mid-60s or the 70% level in the beginning of the 80s, but more than it is now.
What sets you apart as the best choice for the nomination?
Every single person I've ever voted for, this is the first time I've ever run and got on a ballot, I should say, I always want to make sure that that person isn't your quote-unquote bought and sold politician. No matter how much you may think that the person will vote in your best interest, too many times when somebody says it's not politically feasible, it's because somebody else paid them more money to vote the other way. People will have to look to see what my positions are and to see if they agree with them, and also to look to see that no one has given me a dime at any point in time, and nobody ever will. I have not accepted any money from anybody, personal, business, PAC, anything related. So they know right off the bat I am not and will not be a bought and sold politician. Then you look at what my stated positions are, and then you're going to agree that those are how I feel, and if you believe, I'm going to follow through with how I've stated it, and because money will not be an influence issue with me.
What other issues do you see as important to the district, the state, and the nation?
To the district, I've looked through it as a nation first, state, then district. What is good for this country is going to be good for the state of Illinois. What's good for the state of Illinois is going to be good for this 14th, and vice versa, if you want to put it that way, too. To the state and to the district is more in tune to state and local politics of how it directly will affect specifically this area. In regards to national politics, it's something that affects the entire country. I just hope to better the country, and through a trickle-down theory that Reagan proposed, that will also make this state and this 14th district better, too. We have to make everything better for all of us. I'm not going to single out just the 14th to better them to the detriment of everybody else.